pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday morning. Mallory Poppy, text line 251-343-0106. All you got to do is text me, and I'll try to respond. We should have a little bit of time as the program concludes today. So get those texts in, and I'll just say whatever's on my mind that pertains to that subject matter. Real quick here, I'll go over this. I've just been informed we will have a Good Friday program, so we'll move Senator Elliott hopefully up to Thursday. But we do have two congressmen. We got Del Strong and Barry Moore joining us tomorrow, and as we always do on Thursday, April Murray Fogle. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Joining us now here, warming up in the bullpen, or had been warming up in the bullpen. He's in the Baldwin County delegation. Hails from Escambia County, but we're grateful for his time. State Representative Alan Baker, Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Been a very active day, very fluid day, but all is well.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Well, I mean, we're kind of at that point in the session. It does feel, you know, people are just counting down the days until sunny die, and then you start all over again. But how's the session been for you?
It's been a very active session. Of course, no two sessions are alike. The issues, sometimes we have reoccurring issues, and then other time the new issues that we're dealing with. But it's been a very good session up to this point. We're on what we call the downhill swings, sort of getting towards some of the short rows. So but still a lot of business to conduct before we finish.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know you a little bit from an education policy committee. It's like something I've kind of noticed, and maybe it's always been this way, but a trend that I picked up on is a very controversial at times committee with some of the legislation that you guys have to deal with. And, you know, I've sat through two or three of your committee hearings or meetings this session, and it's always, you always have to deal with these contentious hot button topics. How do you feel about that? Does that seem to be like kind of, it's always controversial with education in general, but now, I mean, people are very concerned about what's going on in the classroom.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point in that we do have, I mean, yearly, just several scattered issues that do become controversial issues, some of which my meeting, making sure I was here on time. Okay.
From over there, I thought the fire alarm was going off here.
No, I apologize. But some of these are things that where between these school systems, which we have basically your public school systems, we have the private school systems. And so there are things that can be done in the private school systems, which they purposely then have created their own institutions to be able to do some things they would like to do outside the realm of the public schools. And there are things sometimes where there seems to be a little bit of crossover, those that are wanting to try to either push or implement things maybe that are done in the private schools into the public school systems and such. And those are things that I think have to be entertained and such and discussed as to what degree or what levels of those types of things. We did have a bill involving then religious instruction release time with schools. And this is something that now currently all schools across the state have that capability to do that now, but that's a local decision. The bill that has been before us most recently this session is one that it mandates, requires the schools then to adopt a policy requiring them then to allow for this release time, instruction time then during the school day, which goes contrary to where I am on local control and the locals making that decision. They currently have that ability to do that, I mean, based upon the desires of their community. But furthermore, I think it goes back to the instructional time, which is very precious for these schools. We hear there's way too much testing, way too much documentation. We need more time for instruction. And so I think that needs to be respected in the schools to allow them to make that decision. And some of the instruction things that can be done outside the school day, I was one that created a chapter. My last school stop was at T.R. Miller High School in Bruton before I retired. and created a FCA chapter there, we had our meetings before school, outside the school day. So there's opportunities for religious instruction. I don't think any of the schools that have not adopted policies, that it's not that they don't necessarily dislike religious instruction, but they don't feel like it necessarily needs to be during the school day. But they do have that opportunity if they do desire.
Is that sort of the tendency, is where you can leave it up to the local school boards, leave it up to local control? Because when the state does something, it's a one-size-fits-all approach. And every circumstance is different. All 67 counties have very different circumstances. You have different politics, different, you know, sort of desires, needs, whatever. And all too often there is this sort of approach to education that, well, we're going to mandate it at state level, which, you know, sometimes is necessary. But it appears like sometimes it's something that you probably try to avoid.
Yeah, the local control is something that's just very near and dear. I understand there are things sometimes that, as a state, that we do have to make a tough decision and mandate for all. And now, I'm not just saying specific for education, but just in general. There's some things that we feel, whether it be in regards to school safety or whether it be into quality education, some things that we might would mandate for all. But as much as possible, I like to see as many of the decisions pushed down to the locals, to allow the locals to make where the rubber meets the road. I think that's where I personally feel in helping to represent the pulse of my district, I think that's what they desire as well.
Joined by State Representative Alan Baker for a few more minutes, and he's got to get out of here to go to caucus. But tell us, you're in the Baldwin County delegation, and I mean, that's a hot place to be right now, I guess. But I don't know how involved you are, but you're watching this one since we're talking about education. This sort of tiff over the tax situation. What do you make of it? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I would say that there's ongoing discussion, dialogue. It's something that I feel is sort of a family matter, that is internal to Baldwin County, and things that we need to be dealing with and such. I think there continues to be ongoing discussions. Some of the talk and discussions that have been had up to this point, there's been conflicting information, particularly on things in regards to some of the monetary numbers that we've been hearing as to what may be lost or what may gain, might be gained by a particular system. And just conflicting information. So at this point, I think it's where we need to continue to meet and continue to try to get the stakeholders together on this. It's where we've sometimes, I think it's a little bit fragmented at times, where someone like, well, he said and she said, and it's back and forth. And I think the more that we can dig in, if we can get through this session and then really try to have some concentrated meetings, whether there's a task force created or whatever type of a group, again, to try to get some accurate numbers, as well as to have good, healthy discussions on how we might can move forward on this, I think that we might can get this resolved. But at this point in time, I would say it's more sort of a family matter. And one of the things that I'm not saying I don't care to discuss it, I mean, publicly, but I think it's something we can work out, but we'll have to just continue to work through it.
Yeah, because it looks to me like eventually the parties will come together and they'll make some kind of deal. It won't necessarily require a legislative fix to kind of force one side or the other to go about whatever it is that you will figure it out. And maybe some of this we're seeing now is just part of the negotiating process.
I think you're exactly right. I think you're spot on with that. I think this is all part of the negotiating process. It's part of the talk, the discussions. But I'm one, I like to hit things pretty much head on and not just sort of, well, let's get, I mean, from this side or that side. I think the more that you can actually get the parties that have the stake involved in the issue than to be at the table and deal with it, I mean, sort of person to person and not, not necessarily going back and forth, or to try to air it out through the news media. I think the more that we can have actual healthy discussions, I think would be very fruitful.
Well, it's a matter for me, like watching it, I'm obviously the media, but kind of understanding it, and you hear different things from both sides, what's true, what's right, not true. And this is like a really hard one, because some of it is, well, this is what they said behind the scenes, and this is what we agreed to, and none of us were in the room at the time.
Right, right. Very, very true. In the end, we're wanting what's going to be best for trying to educate the children of Baldwin County, and all, because that's an ultimate goal. So we keep that at the forefront as we have these discussions going forward.
Representative, I know you got to get downstairs, but thanks for hopping on and stopping by today. And when things kind of slow down, we'll get you on. We can do it by phone or whatever.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this time. Thank you.
Thank you. State Representative Alan Baker there. He's got to go down to a meeting, so we will not prolong his appearance here. In the meantime, Mallory Piping, text line 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the show, all you got to do is text me. And I will do my best to respond to whatever is on your mind. Yeah, the Baldwin County taxation stuff, still kind of a hot topic around here. And it's interesting because folks will come ask me about it who are like maybe impartial observers from different parts of the state for better understanding. But Senator Elliott going statewide, and I understand why he's doing it. I mean, if you want to solve it locally, legislatively, there just seems to be sort of an intransigence that's not really, you know, the local Baldwin County delegation as a whole is going to let anything through because the powers that be want to keep the status quo. I don't think this is going away. This is my Landyap column. It ought to be out later today if it's not already. Look, you guys on the Baldwin County School Board side, you may win this session. You may stave off a legislative effort from Senator Elliott and Francis Hulk Jones. And he may, that's a W. But it's not going away because every year this goes on, the beach communities are going to try again. So I look at it like nobody's going to take their ball and go home and just say to hell with it. That's what's going on here. So it probably behooves either side to come up with some kind of negotiation. Now, look, I think the longer it goes on, like I said, you may hold these guys off down at the beaches and collecting this tax. But at some point, Ellie's, if he's still in the legislature, whoever takes his Senate seat or whoever takes Hulk Jones' House seat, they're going to win. I think there's like kind of a moral imperative here. Like, is it right to tax a jurisdiction and not keep that tax money there? In fact, it's not even share the money. It's just all or nothing, and it's nothing. Now, listen, they chose to go their separate way and leave the county school system. And it's sort of as part of it. I get it. But this happens all the time in Alabama. And I think that this won't be, you know, you may not have broad, widespread support this year. At some point, you're going to have it, and you're going to lose this fight. So maybe that's the game. Just keep holding off as long as you can. But at some point, they're going to insist on keeping that tax revenue right there at the beaches. 251-343-0106, Mallory Piping text line. We're broadcasting from the State House here today. The belly of the beast. We're at Scott Stanhagen's, I guess his meeting room, his conference room. He's always very generous with it, allowing us to have it here. And we're very appreciative of that. As I said, we're wide open here the rest of the way. So get your text in, and we'll hit some more topics. Stay tuned. This is the Jeff Ford Show on FM Talk 106.5.